to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Well, we've got a really special show for you today. Thanks for joining me. This is Mike Adams here. Counterthink is the name of the show at InfoWars.com. It's broadcast every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time. You can also catch previous episodes at counterthink.com. So today, I mean, look, you know, we challenge the establishment thinking on everything. And today is the biggest topic that we've ever tackled. It's the topic of the nature of reality, the nature of the cosmos, the beginning and the existence of everything, all matter, all energy, even, you know, consciousness and human existence. Where did it all come from? Now, of course, many people who are atheists out there and don't believe in a divine creator say there was a big bang, that the entire universe that we see today, they say, came from nothing. And that, in other words, everything came from nothing and it happened without cause, which seems kind of insane, right? If you think about it logically, how could everything be caused by nothing without any reason? But that's the official view of mainstream science. And literally, that's the official view. And then there are those who are more the creationists who say, well, no, there was a designer, that God created our world or God created our universe. And then some people say, well, maybe God created the Big Bang. So maybe there's more than one Big Bang. Some say there's a multiverse of, you know, different universes out there. And maybe God, or some say even an advanced alien civilization, they say, is running around like dropping seeds of big bangs all over the fabric of reality, creating universes here and there and everywhere. And then there are some scientists who say, well, all these different universes have different constants, have different, you know, strengths of the weak nuclear force or the strong nuclear force or electromagnetism or gravity constants. And that there are different universes that have different constants, and some universes just implode and cease to exist. And then other universes are perfect for developing planets and life, and that's the universe in which we find ourselves. You know, I mean, the explanations run the gamut. And what you choose to believe says a lot about, you know, your faith in life, your faith in the universe, your faith in God or not. Perhaps your belief that there is no God. But we're going to ask some big questions on this. Today we're going to be joined by a guest named Joseph Glenn Jessam. He goes by Glenn, and he claims that there is no Big Bang, that there was no Big Bang, that in fact, in essence, the things that we've been taught about the origins of the universe are flawed or even just flat out false. He's not claiming that it's an intentional fraud, but that the mainstream scientists are wrong, which of course they've been wrong, you know, throughout history. Science is always being corrected. There's always new revolutions in thinking and understanding. And many of those revolutions have been started by, you know, independent thinkers who dared to challenge the status quo. Albert Einstein himself, for example, challenged the status quo. Einstein, his theory of general relativity was considered, you know, total bunk at first by mainstream scientists. They say, well, what do you mean everything's relative? You know, what do you mean time and space can be twisted around like that? Even notions like gravity can bend light because gravity warps the very structure of the universe itself. Orbiting planets are actually traveling on a, quote, straight line because gravity itself twists and distorts the universe so that an orbit is actually a straight line according to the conservation of motion by the planet itself. These kinds of concepts, which are now accepted as mainstream science, were once thought to be totally insane. I mean, there was a time when people thought that stars couldn't possibly be other suns because they're so much dimmer that they would have to be, you know, billions and trillions of miles away to be stars, and no one thought that the universe was that big. Well, it turns out it is that big, and it's way bigger than probably most of us can imagine. So there are big questions, there are big events happening, and we're seeking answers. That's all. That's what this is all about. So I'm going to be joined by Glenn Jessam, who will help us explore this very tricky subject matter. Not claiming we're going to find all the answers here, of course, but we're going to ask some big questions. That's what this is all about at Counterthink. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. If you needed more proof that Amazon's Alexa device is nothing more than glorified spy tech, a family in Portland, Oregon claims the device allegedly recorded their private conversations and then sent the audio files to a random person in the family's contact list. When they received a phone call from one of the husband's employees saying, "Unplug your Alexa devices right now, you're being hacked," the family thought it was a joke until the employee was able to recount details of their private conversation. The employee told them that he received audio files of recordings from inside the house. The family's entire house was connected to Amazon devices that controlled the heat, lights, and security system. Danielle, who has understandably asked the local news station to keep her last name anonymous at this point, said at first she and her husband thought it was a joke. After listening to the recorded files for herself, Danielle admitted feeling invaded, saying, "I'm never plugging that device in again because I can't trust it." Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Doing what you're told without knowing why is what they want. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
And we're back on Counterthink. Thank you for joining us. We're tackling the big issues today, very big questions about our universe, the nature of time and space itself. This is, you know, these are the biggest questions that we've ever asked yet on this show. You can't get much bigger than the cosmic questions that we are asking today with our guest who now joins us. His name is Joseph Jessam, and he says that the Big Bang didn't happen and that time is not the fourth dimension, and he's got some very interesting views to share with us on these subjects. He joins us by Skype video today. Glenn, as you like to be called. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it. It's long overdue.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Now, is Glenn your middle name then, or is that how?
Yeah, it's Joseph Glenn Jessam, and I go by Glenn. It's a family tradition. There's a lot of us middle name guys.
Oh, okay, great. All right. So let's start with the basics. I mean, the big aha, when people hear something like, "Oh, the Big Bang never happened," they immediately say, "Well, wait a minute, that contradicts, you know, so-called accepted science." How, on what basis could you assert that the Big Bang never happened? Start wherever you want on this, because we've got some time for this whole show, but that's the big question that's in the mind of many people. So go ahead.
Okay, when tackling questions like this or any questions, I engage in what's called first principles thinking, trying to get to the basic truths and build up. And Alex Jones has a great line. I always love when he says it. He says, "Don't believe me. Do your own research and draw your own conclusions." So what happened with me was I had misgivings. I was a math, physics, calculus teacher, and I had misgivings about a lot of theories, but I didn't have the time nor the inclination to really delve into them. And when I was 7 years old, I picked up my dad's encyclopedia, and it said the matter in a black hole was so dense that you could fit 50,000 tons in a matchbox. Now, recently, I tried to go back and see where I could find that, and as far back as I could get was 84, and at that point they were talking about billions of tons in a matchbox, which I think is science fiction, not science fact.
Well, but they're just saying it's very, very dense material, you know, collapsed atoms, perhaps just super dense.
Yeah,
right?
Super dense material is what they're talking about. Yeah, but I thought it was inconceivable then, and I still think it's inconceivable now. And so that was the impetus for it. But so where can we start? Let's start at the beginning of the Big Bang theory itself. The
okay.
Big Bang theory was first called the primeval. I can pronounce it a couple ways, but primeval atom theory. And that theory was proposed by a physics professor who happened to be a Jesuit-educated Catholic priest. And so this priest's name was George Lemaître, and he proposed the theory in 1927 based on some observations by Edwin Hubble and based on a theory of general relativity. And so the interesting thing was that I've said to people, and this gets people a little upset sometimes, but
I said that's okay. This is called counterthink. You're allowed to upset people. Go for it.
the Big Bang is a Catholic creation myth because it came from the Catholic Church. It got the blessing of the Catholic Church, and somebody could make the statement. They could say that, you know, he was a low level priest. People don't realize, the Vatican has a Pontifical Academy of Scientists, and the Vatican's Pontifical Academy of Scientists, the president from 1960 to 1966 when he passed away was George Lemaître, the gentleman that coined the Big Bang Theory. So the Catholic Church was very much behind the Big Bang Theory.
Well, wait a second, because I think most people in their memory, they would say that the Catholic Church was opposed to this idea of a Big Bang, that the Catholic Church had always been just creation, that creation, you know, God created the universe. But then sometime more recently, I don't remember what year it was, didn't the Catholic Church say that the Big Bang was consistent with the idea of a creator? Is that correct?
Yeah, it was in 2014, the Pope came out and a lot of Catholics who had, see, the reason that perception was there, it's a natural perception because atheists like Stephen Hawking and a lot of other famous atheists, they pushed the Big Bang Theory. So people were under the impression that it was an atheistic theory.
I see.
But if you actually know the history of the Vatican's Pontifical Academy of Scientists and the who's who and who networks with who, you'll find a lot of big names in the Vatican's Pontifical Academy of Scientists, Schrodinger and...
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but so this means you're saying that there was no Big Bang. You have an alternate explanation for it. So you're saying that the Vatican was wrong, that this was a Vatican myth, I think is the phrase that you use. But also,
I call it a Catholic myth, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I call it a Catholic creation myth.
I'm sorry, a Catholic creation myth. But yeah. Also you're saying that the atheist scientists who oppose the church, who are saying that the Big Bang is how all the entire cosmos began, you're saying they're wrong too. Correct?
Yeah. I'm saying both are wrong. And like, you know, there's science and then there's scientism is when people have a belief that, you know, people often say to me, well, science says this. And I say, what's science's last name? Is he related to Simon? Because Simon says things too. to me, if it agrees with first principle thinking, critical thinking and logic, then it can be proven. If not, it's just a popular theory.
Back us up then. I'm sorry to interrupt with all these questions. Of course, it's a fascinating subject for so many people. But So where is the Catholic Church wrong, and where are these scientists wrong? If there wasn't a Big Bang, then where did everything come from, or did it always exist, or what's your take on that?
That's a fantastic question, and I can't give you context for it right now because we'd be getting ahead. I just want to further one tiny thing. Can you see this book here?
Yeah, Brief History of Time, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, this book here sold about 10 million copies, I believe. And interestingly, Stephen Hawking was invited by the Pope into the Vatican's Pontifical Academy of Scientists in 1986. And 2 years later, he had enough marketing money and the Catholic Church's universities were behind it to sell 10 million copies of a book back in 1988. That's a lot of books.
Wow. Yeah.
So when I say it, it's not just an opinion. There's way too much evidence that I can tell you that it's a Catholic creation myth. Now, how do we debunk it? Fantastic question. We have to delve into space and time. And ironically, Stephen Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time, nowhere in the text does it say what time is and what time isn't.
Interesting, because I have read that book, A Brief History of Time, and I believe it goes into some cosmology, a little bit of astrophysics, the motion of the planets, relativity, issues like that. But you're right, I don't recall him actually defining time.
No, and there's a slide that just got pulled up there that speaks. It's a great slide. It's a great quote. It seemed like I pat myself on the back there, but no, there's a great quote there by St. Augustine, and he basically said, "What then is time? If no one asks me, I know what it is. If I wish to explain it to them, I do not know." And so, that was a quote that goes back to around the 300s A.D. And interestingly, just so you know that it's not just my belief, this is a cover of a magazine article.
Yes.
And this cover, this magazine article, it came out twice actually when I looked it up. First time I bought it in 2012, but I think they did a reproduction of it as well. And it says, "A matter of time. It begins, it ends. It's real, it's an illusion, it's the ultimate paradox." Einstein had given up on the notion of ever understanding time. He was really going after gravity, but gravity is a product of time. And so if you don't understand time, you're not going to understand gravity.
All right. So we've got about a minute left here. That's our time for this segment, just to throw that at you. But so how do we get a grip on understanding what time is? You say certainly time is not the fourth dimension. That makes a lot of sense. Time doesn't seem like a spatial dimension. So what is it?
time is, I like to talk about two types of time. In Einstein's famous papers, he defined times as that which clocks measure. Now, in logic, you can set up defining something as something and then draw conclusions there from it. But the natural phenomenon of time is not the same as clock time. And I'm going to help your viewers discern between the natural phenomenon of time and clock time. And they are two different things. But before we go to break, I'd just like to say this. You hear the concept space-time all the time. And when I hear it, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me. Right?
Because you're saying natural time is different from space-time.
Not only that. What I'm saying is they have the order reversed. When they say space-time, right, they actually have that order there for a reason. They believe it's space first and time second. Space was more fundamental.
Okay, we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break, Glenn. We'll be right back here on Counterthink with this fascinating topic of the nature of time. We'll be right back in due time. Stay with us.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
And we're back on Counterthink, tackling one of the more interesting subjects that we've ever covered, which is the nature of the universe itself, time and space. And our guest today is Joseph Glenn Jessom, who has some rather fascinating theories that question the status quo on the nature of time and space, and Stephen Hawking and Albert Einstein and all of that. So Glenn continues to join us by Skype for this segment and the next one as well. So Glenn, before we went to break, you were talking about the nature of perhaps space being an emergent property of time rather than time being a property of space, as the establishment claims. Is that correct?
That's exactly. And I think that logic will back me up on that. We'll see in a few moments. There's an old saying about a lie told loud enough, long enough, off enough will be believed by the people. So when people keep hearing authorities say space-time, they think that's the order. When they hear Big Bang and big names attached to it, they put more stock and they put more belief in it. And so people will ask, who am I to question that? I'm not an anarchist. I'm not questioning it for the sake of questioning it. I'm saying, look, I don't even like the word theory as it applies to my work. My work is not theoretical, it's modeling. And so if you look at my model, you can look at my model, look at the current model, and you can see which one seems more logical to you.
So we're going to put some of your documents, I think some slides from you, by the way, on counterthink.com. So for those of you watching this, if you want to download some of the slides that Glenn's referring to, you can just find those at counterthink.com. But take us back to the whole structure of time itself. So is there a way that the human mind can grasp what is time if it's not just some emergent property of space? What is it really?
Time, for me, I say time is the cause of all physical change. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go have a look at the current model and how it's constructed and mine, and we can compare the two, and your viewers can make their decision if anything I say has merit.
Okay, so which slide should we bring up for that?
Okay, we're going to bring up slide 10.
All right. And what is this showing us? Go ahead and describe it, Glenn.
So slide 10, I have a title on there. We don't have to go through that. But basically, even people, like a lot of people turn off when they hear the word math. And Stephen Hawking's editor told him for every equation he put in his book, he'd lose half his readership. So he put in 1 = mc². So basically, everybody understands what a point is. We understand what a line is. We understand what a plane is. And we understand what 3D space. Those are basic concepts that we learn in elementary math, and they're used quite a bit. But what I've done is just looked at it just a touch deeper, and I said, and it's so simple. But I say an infinite amount of points make a line, an infinite amount of lines make a plane, an infinite amount of planes make 3D space. You're visually getting bigger as you do that. And so if you go to the next slide, slide 11, not only do points make lines, you can see the first arrow there, points make lines, and points make planes, and points make 3D space. Lines make planes, lines make 3D space. So I call that the mesh direction, and it's important that we get our head around that mesh direction because it's giving us some order in a little bit simple but a little bit more deeper and fundamental look at the constructs that we know of.
Well, if I could summarize this, so you're saying 3D space contains planes, lines, and points, but if you step down a level to, let's say, lines, lines being just really 1D, I suppose, they don't contain planes because a plane is a 2D definition, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It's more complex. You get more complex and larger as you go up there. And there's lots of different ways you can put words around it. And that's one of the big problems with time. There's so many metaphors, and we'll get to that later too. So there's a slide 12 there that for people that are interested in math and geometry can have a look at, where I show some patterns with respect to how many spaces there are at your different levels. Now 13, is where I break up, and that's worth reading.
Well, this seems like geometry. How does this? Because the time of the show here is limited, so you're going to have to map this to the structure of time pretty quickly here.
So what I'm saying is the natural phenomenon of time. Once we look at the natural phenomenon of time, which I say is the cause of change. All right. I'm going up to slide 17 and I'm saying what they did. Slide 17, they said you got points, lines, planes, 3D space, time. Now, not to take up too much time, but it was Einstein's teacher, Hermann Minkowski, who called Einstein a lazy dog. He was impressed with Einstein's work in 1905 and he put time in the fourth dimension in a paper in 1908 that contained Einstein's special relativity. And he convinced Einstein to use his model, where they would treat time as the fourth dimension.
And when you say fourth dimension, you mean a fourth spatial dimension?
Well, they put it in the fourth place. And again, it depends on who you're talking to. Some people will say it's literally the fourth dimension. Some will say it's metaphorically. There's all kinds of wordplay. And when you try to nail anybody down, they can't really give a justification. There's no logical justification for putting time in the fourth spot. Whether you're saying it's literal or metaphorical, because you're visually getting bigger, what does time look like?
Well,
time doesn't have a spatial construct.
So if this is, you're saying this is the traditional model that's out there right now in mainstream physics, correct?
That's the traditional model out there in mainstream physics. That's where they put it. Some people think it belongs there. Some people just put it there because they don't know where else to put it. And I'm proposing a new solution now that's not merely a trifle position. So if we go to the next slide.
Yeah, show us where they're wrong and show us what your concept looks like.
Okay, so a point is a point holds a position. A line, we know what a line is between two points. We know what planes are. We know what 3D space are. You're visually getting bigger. And what I like to tell people too, that we have to be careful because when we're teaching these things in math, if you put a point on a chalkboard, there's actually a thickness to the chalk, right? In reality, it's a representation of a point.
Sure.
A line?
It's a metaphor.
There's no such thing as a line. Exactly. And that's why string theory just drives me foolish because they talk about one-dimensional strings. Well, there's no one-dimensional reality that we can experience.
Yeah.
Okay? Same thing with a plane. We say we're going to a 2D movie or a 3D movie. Well, we know what we mean. There's going to be some more depth perception with a 3D movie. Versus a 2D movie, but still a 2D movie. The screen has thickness. The light waves have thickness. So what I said was, if time is not spatial, and I said points have no units that we measure with, I use metric, you guys use feet, but I use meter here in Canada. And I say lines are measured meters, planes are measured in cubic meters, or planes are measured in square meters, volume is cubic meter. If you're following that pattern, time would be meters to the fourth.
Yes.
Does that make sense to anyone?
Well, and I mean, a fourth spatial dimension would be a meters to the fourth power, right?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is let's try, I call it just some time because I came up with it. Let's try the natural phenomenon of time, subspatial. So I'll call it the negative one dimension. And interestingly, when we put it back there, some relationships emerge. And we can say, okay, so if change is not a thing. Change is not a spatial construct. Okay?
We've got 20 seconds in this segment, by the way.
From nothing to something is a point. From nothing to something is a line. From nothing to something, right? Here at Indian Yogi, will even tell you, time is nothing, right? It's change.
All right, so you're saying
not a thing.
You're going to call time the negative one dimension, which probably doesn't make any sense to our viewers yet. So you're going to have to wrap this up. When we come back, we'll be back after this break here on Counterthink with Glenn Joseph Jessam here about the nature of time. Stay with us.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, extract and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Memorial Day blowout special, free shipping and up to 50% off your favorite products. To help celebrate Memorial Day, we're dropping the prices to unprecedented levels on new and old favorite products. Now's the time to take advantage of these incredibly low prices of fan favorite supplements, gear, and more with free shipping while supporting the InfoWar. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. X2 BioTru Selenium Combo, 50% off with free shipping. BrainForce Plus, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus, Floralife Products, Immune Wall, Pollen Block, InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods, 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month food supply, 50% off with free shipping. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter to gain VIP access to exclusive store-wide deals at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Join the fight for freedom.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor?
That's right.
Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
There are no doubt going to be a lot of mathematicians and physicists and cosmologists, astrophysicists watching this episode of Counterthink and saying, Well, you're trying to blow apart, you know, what is it? Maybe 80 years or 100 years of, the system that people have come to know and trust that's put out there by scientists, you know, maybe the standard model of atomic physics, all these things, the nature of gravity, the nature of time and space itself. Are you trying to, and joining us is Glenn Jessam here. Glenn, are you, are you trying to say that Einstein is all wrong? And I mean, I know that's not what you're trying to say, but.
Okay. Well, I'll say what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Einstein himself in this book, this is the seminal work of a biography, on Einstein. I read it and I haven't read many books, because I'm a slow and methodical reader. I'm not fast at reading. Einstein said for the last 30 years of his life, there's a flaw in general relativity and I can't find it. He even went so far as to say, since the mathematicians got a hold of of general relativity. I hardly understand it myself. People thought he was joking and being coy. He wasn't. He's being dead serious.
Well, there's one thing that I have noticed, and when I read physics books or astronomy books, I notice that they're always using constants. And these are fudged numbers. There's about, I don't know, 15 or 20 constants that they use. Like there's a constant for gravity. There's a constant for, you know, the strong nuclear force, for example. And these are like fudged numbers. And no theory out there can explain where these constants come from. They have to just kind of derive them experimentally and plug them into their equations. And they shift them around from time to time. Right?
I'll send an email to Rupert Sheldrake and get him to come on your show. He'll explain it much better than I will. But back to this. Rupert Sheldrake, he's an expert on that. He does a great breakdown on it, and I'll see if I can get him on your show.
Yeah, I'd love to. I've read his books too. I mean, yeah, he brings up a lot of important points. But I was just trying to confirm what you were saying, that there's a lot of fudge factors. So seems to be you're saying that even Einstein admitted that there were some gaps.
There are fudge factors in science. We know this. But what I'm saying here is that this is an error and a mistake. I'm not saying they did this intentionally whatsoever. What I'm saying is there was a mistake. Minkowski convinced Einstein, and it took him a while to put time in the fourth dimension. So if we look at slide 21, you will see where I put Minkowski space-time next to Jessam time-space, where the order is reversed. That's the – oh, that didn't come out right on your end.
Well, that's okay. We can kind of read behind the arcs there. It's okay.
Okay, yeah. Hopefully we can put up a better one for production. So what I'm saying here is that the current model is not logical, and my model is logical. What I'm saying, change, the cause of change, which is not visualizable, but 3D space volume is changed from nothing to something. Okay, so my view of it is continuous and logical, and their particular view is not continuous, not logical, and it's not just a minor difference to think of time then space. And we'll see that as we go now. Cause right now we have to skip a lot of my work.
You're saying that time is a substructure or a sub. What would be the best way? Like a fabric of the cosmos, even underneath one dimension.
It's interesting you say that because you're still using, you're still treating it like an object and a medium.
I know. Well, we have to use words.
It's in our language. It's in our language.
Yes, it is.
The metaphors are nearly always, we say timeline. I'm going tomorrow to an event. There's a timeline. Oh, time is linear, past, present, future. Now, those are three concepts that we put past, present, future. We put them in that order. But time, the natural phenomenon of time, is the cause of motion. It's the cause of gravity. It's the cause of consciousness.
Wait a second. Well, can time flow backwards? Because I believe there's some theoretical physicists who say there could be time symmetry and that
time,
cause.
Again, just think of what you said. Time flow, right?
Yeah, but time can it flow. Be reversed? Can cause and effect reverse?
No, not with time. It never has and never will be. Time is the cause of flow. Flow's not, if I say to you, your father's the cause of you, you're the cause of your children, could your children be the cause of you and your father? That's not how nature works.
Sure. No, I'm just talking about theoretical physics. They sometimes talk about, maybe it's just mental models.
They worship equations, and their equations work good and forward and reverse. So they say, oh, well, there's no real reason. Well, I don't worship equations. Okay. I use them.
Fair tools, enough.
But I don't worship them. So where does this, somebody asked me, well, how is this relevant? Well, how it's relevant is our current model of the universe, of everything that we live in here, the physical universe, the current model is a Big Bang theory, and they have something called the Planck epoch. And the foremost theory prior to the Planck epoch, which is milliseconds after the Big Bang event, so it goes like this. The mainstream narrative with Hawking and Hertog and Hartle and Davies, they all say that once upon a time there was no time. There was only space. There was three dimensions that spawned out of nothing for no reason, for no purpose. And there was a fourth dimension of space. Now, there was a great expansion without time. Where have we ever experienced expansion without the natural phenomenon of time? If time's not progressing, what's changing?
Yeah, this is called inflation in the Big Bang theory.
Inflation, yeah, but they're saying it inflated. So at slide 36, These slides are actually pulled from a documentary that was done last fall with Stephen Hawking, James Hurtle, and I think his name is James Hertog. These three individuals were explaining what the origins of the universe were, and they say you can see the slide there on 36. It says that you had. Now, what they're doing there is they have 3D space. They're representing it as a disc, okay? So rather than visualize 3D space, whether they flatten it out to a disc so that they can show it progressing. And so you have a 2D disc, which represents three dimensions, and it's getting pushed along and expanding and expands greatly. They call this the shuttlecock, the no boundary state proposal. The language gets complicated because it's wrong.
So they're saying that the very fabric of space and time did not exist before the Big Bang, that the Big Bang brought into existence space and time, but it all happened without any cause whatsoever.
Whatsoever. And what they're saying, exactly.
Right? I do find that suspicious. How can something happen without cause?
You have a non-causal universe model. That's the Big Bang.
So in other words, the Big Bang theory sounds like science magic. It's just
friends of mine call it math magic. Yes,
math magic. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, there was a guy who was a hippie, and he did a lot of entheogens and drugs. I'm blanking on his name. It'll come to me in a minute. But there's a gentleman. He said, the Big Bang theory. I know it well. It's give us one free miracle, and we'll sort out the rest. Where all of the laws of physics break down, and many of the rules of mathematics have to get thrown out.
Well, that's a great way to say it. Yeah. So even the people who are promoting this theory say there has to be one great miracle, which is the creation of everything out of nothing. Yes. And then from there, they say there is no God. There's nothing, nothing divine happens. Everything's cause and effect. Is that about right?
Exactly. And I say, you know, there's an old book that says judge a tree by its fruits. And when I look at the periodic table, I see design. And whenever I see design, I think designer. And when I look at DNA, if you ask any, you know, top-notch biologist in the world, you say, what is DNA? They say, oh, it's code. Where in the universe is there code that there wasn't a coder? So we've got coding and designing going on here. The mainstream science version is given enough time, anything will happen.
Yeah, that is interesting that DNA is, it's binary. It's digital. It's actual digital code encoded in every cell of your body, which is kind of a holographic storage mechanism if you think about the fact that it's stored in every cell throughout your body and that there are certain cells that can create another version of you through, you know, technologies. That is fascinating.
So we have a non-causal model. That's a great way to explain it, a non-causal model.
Well, you certainly have us thinking. We're going to keep you for one more segment here, Glenn, because you've got a lot of interesting things to say. People are going to be bashing their heads against the wall trying to figure out some of the doors that you've opened here, hopefully in a positive way. Maybe they shouldn't be practicing the Big Bang with their foreheads, but we'll be back to check all that out. Stay with us here at Counterthink. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Western Europe has already banned free speech, and an iron curtain of censorship is descending down over the UK. They're set to pass rules, not a law, that if you criticize Islam or gays, you'll get 6 months in prison. We know we're only about a year or two behind what's happening in the UK. CNN and many others are calling for InfoWars to be shut down, taken off the web. Slate magazine has a professor and others saying, go beyond censorship, brainwash young people against InfoWars, psychologically inoculate them with lies so they don't actually hear what we have to say. We are the most hated news source in the world by globalists. It is so critical that you go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for the free newsletter so we can be in contact with you and so the censors can't bully their way in and block us being able to engage in free, open dialogue as a society. That is critical to this fight. We will prevail if you take action, and I know you will.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
You know, I was thinking during the break, I'm surprised that the same people pushing climate change taxes haven't come up with a Big Bang tax. Because then they could say that if you don't pay Al Gore, the entire universe is going to collapse because it's a Big Bang tax. You're contributing to the Big Bang by having mass. And thus your very existence is causing, you know, the contraction of the universe. I mean, who knows? What the things that politicians do in the name of science drive all of us crazy and make us all want to participate in some kind of big banging of our heads against desks or something like that. But Glenn Jessam joins us back. You know, all humor aside, Glenn is a serious guy who's got seriously questioning the accepted, you know, sort of mainstream theories on gravity, relativity, the nature of time, the cosmos, all those big questions. Now, of course, we can't really do it all justice right here in this short, you know, conversation. So go to counterthink.com. There's a slideshow from Glenn that you can download there. And you can read some of his more detailed slides. You can begin to pursue this with your own questions. So, Glenn, welcome back. Let me ask you this question. According to mainstream cosmology, they believe there was a Big Bang because according to, for example, redshift measurements of galaxies and stars, they say that everything is moving away from us so that the entire universe is expanding dramatically. And then, of course, they fabricate all this dark energy and dark matter to try to fudge a bunch of things that they can't detect and they can't prove. So whatever, it sounds like a bunch of, you know, hoax, science, dark matter, fudging factor to me. But what's your take on all that?
Okay, my take on, well, it's going to eat up too much time, but just quickly. You and I are on the same wavelength because I was just going to backtrack and explain before we went to break. I was explaining what the Big Bang theory is, the initial conditions. Okay. But in my haste and rushing, I forgot to explain why they come up with it. And you're exactly right. It was Edwin Hubble was the first to look out and see redshift at the furthest celestial bodies. And he said that they're moving away from each other. So he logically deduced because they're moving away from everything's moving away now. They must have been doing that. And that's when George Lemaître came up and said, well, if they're moving away, if we reverse time, they must have been all together. And that's not the case. You and I could both start moving away from each other right now. But I mean, I'm in Canada, you're in Texas.
Yeah, but I think they're saying that these galaxies have had consistency of motion. What would cause them to suddenly accelerate away?
Here's an interesting thing. And again, I don't have time to explain all this work, nor have I read all of it. But there's a guy that your viewers should look up. His name's Halton Earp. And he found anomalies with redshift, and he wrote two books. One's called Seeing Red, and the other one's called something about peculiar galaxies. I highly recommend people, before they believe in redshift, have a look at one of the best astrophysicists ever to come out of the United States, and he actually had to leave. He was forced to leave. They literally took away Halton's telescope time for questioning the mainstream narrative, and he passed away. He lived his life and worked in Germany, I believe, at the Max Planck Institute or something, but they wouldn't let him on the big telescopes because he wouldn't agree with their beliefs. He saw data and he wanted to say, hey, if the data doesn't fit, we have to relook at our model. And they wouldn't look at the model. They'd rather change him.
Well, right. I've got questions about redshift as well. I mean, one obvious question is that every time that the science books talk about the Doppler effect in the cosmos, they always use this example of the Doppler effect of somebody standing on a street corner and a police car drives by and there's this siren sound and the frequency changes as it's approaching you, and then the frequency lowers as it's moving away from you. And they say that the same thing happens in outer space. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. The Doppler effect obviously works in atmosphere because sound has a limit of speed in the air. But space is supposed to be empty. Is there a speed limit that is some structure of the universe in some way? How can there be a Doppler effect in electromagnetic waves?
Yeah, the best thinkers I've talked about have the same issue with it. We talk about it I use the word terminal velocity. Sound has a terminal velocity in a medium. Light has a terminal velocity in a medium. You can't add to a terminal velocity. Before we lose too much time on redshift, which is probably a little, more complex than most people into, I'd like to go back and give a gift to the people.
Okay, hold on, Glenn. I got to ask you one thing. So they're saying that planets are, let's say that they're saying if a planet, or I'm sorry, a star or a galaxy is moving toward us, that would be a blue shift. And
yes.
What they're saying is that the speed of light emanating from that galaxy is exceeding the speed of light because it's the speed of light plus the speed of the galaxy's movement relative to us. So they're saying that light can exceed the speed of light.
No, that's not what they're saying there, Mike. They're actually saying that the waves get compressed. When you have something, can't add to the terminal velocity. So
yeah.
They're saying that, like the Doppler effect, they're saying that the light waves get compressed and then they'll go to the blue end of the spectrum.
No, I understand. Actually, what I mean is they're saying one or the other. They're either saying that the light waves get compressed because there's a medium of transmission that limits the speed of it, or they're saying that light can travel faster than the speed of light and that it's arriving at Earth. We're perceiving it with a higher frequency because it's arriving faster than the speed of light. One or the other has to be true, it seems. I should have clarified my statement. I'm not saying that they're claiming my description.
Special relativity also has flaws in it.
Yeah.
But again, all I want to do is knock down the Big Bang today if I can.
Okay, okay. I'm sorry.
Not being rude, I just don't want to get the hook at the end and be left there not with getting
okay.
it out.
So, all right, the floor is yours. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So redshift is what led George Lemaître to come up with the primeval atom theory, which got its name from a disparagement. Sir Fred Hoyle, who thought the theory was bunk and knew it was bunk, was disparaging it on BBC. He called it the Big Bang theory, and the name stuck. So it's not a compliment. It was a disparagement. Now, so what I'm saying is I am not a big banger. I don't think there's any evidence that even if the farthest bodies are moving away, doesn't mean space is moving away. And that's what they've said. They said that the whole universe, the Big Bang, could fit on the top of your finger and then absolutely nothing, a singularity. It's nonsense. However, I will throw the dogs a bone and say this. If you're going to have a Big Bang, slide 37, please, wouldn't it make more sense that instead of having one dimension of space that was time-like, wouldn't it make more sense to have time change and 3D space? Now, again, I have to qualify it. I'm not a Big Bang, but I'm just saying you could correct the Hartle-Hawking state. If there's a massive expansion, right, then there has to be time, the cause of change. There has to be, if something's changing, you know, without the passage of time, nothing physical changes, right? And even that's not the proper wordage, but I'm trying to use words that viewers understand.
Right.
Time is not a medium. Time is not an object. Okay. Right. It's more in line with the concept and the construct. I say to you, Mike, do you love somebody? And you say, yes. I say, is that love real? You say, yes. I say, okay, how much does that weigh, that love? If you put it on a scale, how much volume does it occupy? What's the gravitational pull? It's real, but it's a real concept. It's not a construct. And we keep treating time like a medium, an object, or a construct.
I see.
And what I'm saying is, if you look at my correction, now again, if somebody that's a Big Bang wants to say, hey, the no boundary state, why do we have to do that? Why wouldn't we just say, if things were expanding, there was time, and then there was, you know, and then there was space secondary? That makes more sense, because I think that's how the universe perpetuates.
So, but the implications, we've only got about 2 minutes left here, the implications of what you're saying really means that scientists have to take a whole new look at the origins of the universe. And doesn't that mean then that you're saying that the universe, that the physical space has always existed?
It could have. I love to say I don't know sometimes, and I think a lot of scientists should say it more when you don't know. But I can say this, just because the farthest objects in the universe are moving away, they're moving into a space if they're moving away, so the space is there.
Well, right, of course, but
they're treating space like an object.
Right.
We're treating space like a medium. Now, we do know that we have electromagnetic fields. They're now saying that there's a Higgs field. There's various different fields in space. We're right back at the ether. But continuing on with the Big Bang, what I say is this, is that if you had time, and then you have time pushing along 3D space like we have, or the contents of 3D space would be more like it, but there's no need for a Planck-Ep Bach. And interestingly, a colleague of mine, and I would love people to look him up and check out his YouTube channel, Sky Scholar. His name is Dr. Pierre-Marie Robitaille. He works at Ohio State University. He is a professor. He once held the Guinness World Book of Records for the highest resolution MRI image ever taken. And he says that this birthday picture, you could bring it up, the cosmic microwave background. They always say it's a birthday picture of the Big Bang. He says that the data was fudged when they put it together. And even if they didn't fudge the data, the satellite that collected the data wasn't far enough away from the Earth's oceans. For saying that, he's deemed a heretic of science.
Speaking of time, we are out of time. I understand this is just the beginning of this conversation. Folks, check out the slideshow from Glenn at counterthink.com. Wow. I mean, okay. So a lot of questions. A lot of people are going to be opening doors and opening books and thinking about where this leads, but that's what the show is all about, asking the big questions. Thanks for joining us. Counterthink is the show. Take care.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Memorial Day blowout special, free shipping and up to 50% off your favorite products. To help celebrate Memorial Day, we're dropping the prices to unprecedented levels on new and old favorite products. Now's the time to take advantage of these incredibly low prices of fan favorite supplements, gear, and more with free shipping while supporting the InfoWar. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off with free shipping. X2 BioTru Selenium Combo, 50% off with free shipping. BrainForce Plus, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill Plus, DNA Force Plus, Floralife Products, Immune Wall, Pollen Block. InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods, 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month food supply, 50% off with free shipping. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter to gain VIP access to exclusive store-wide deals at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Join the fight for freedom.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.